I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Today, I want to go straight to the text in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, a passage that we've all heard a million times, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, the question to be asked is, well, number one, what is the kingdom? Number two, what would God consider righteous? And three, what are these things that are given as well? Well, I believe with all my heart, God's provision for you is wonderful, and you will have all you need. I believe when we seek first His kingdom, which is all those things of God, you have determined that in your heart, your mind, and your soul, you're going to surrender all of your desire, all of your rights, and you're going to enter into His kingdom, which is literally a mindset and a heart place that knows this kingdom will last forever. This is not about principles and powers. This is not about presidents and priests. This is literally about how God has and will control His world and His creation. And when we seek after God and His righteousness, meaning we want our heart to be one with His, we want our actions to fall in line with our heart, then all those other things will be given to us as well. But what other things? The goodness and the provision of God, for God's provision is awesome. God is for you. God's purpose for you can be filled with great significance, and God has an eternal and amazing destination for you. I really want you to grasp these thoughts before we slow it down a minute in our time of meditation. I want you to be able to claim that I am one in whom Jesus, the Son of the living God, delights and dwells. I live in a strong and unshakable kingdom of God, and in His kingdom, I am never in trouble, and all is well with the world. And my friend, in Christ, so are you. Let's draw attention to our breath now and let it slow our pace, find a place of quietude, solitude. Let every muscle in your body just kind of fall at ease. Draw in a deep breath. Draw a couple of more this time. Breathe in all of the goodness. Breathe in all of the health of the righteousness and the kingdom of God. And as you exhale, just imagine that you're exhaling all of the anxiety and the tension that comes with this world, and breathing in all of the good and the hope and the peace found in the kingdom of God. Let's breathe. Now, friend, I invite you in this time of quietude to stop everything you're doing, maybe pull over on the side of the road, get off the treadmill for a moment, and in this quietude, allow your mind to be focused on one thing. I want to hear from God. I want you to be able to hear His direction today. The only way we can do that is to train our heart and our mind and our soul to be attuned to God's nudging and His prompting and His voice in our life. I'll mind the time and be back in just a few moments. I know you enjoyed that time with the Lord today, and I want to remind you this one more time. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all those things that are good and holy will be given to you as well. I am one in whom Jesus, the Son of the living God, delights and dwells. I live in a strong and unshakable kingdom of God, and in His kingdom, I am never in trouble, and all is well with this world. My friend, so are you. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 4 of Provision in the Weekday Podcast. See you back tomorrow for another Weekday Meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's Weekday Podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.